Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning and the light is hurt your head.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me, having a great visit with our good friend Rich DeKayser. Richard is the president of Woodley Park Research. Richard, tell us how we can find you online, please.
Very simple. WoodleyParkResearch.com. It's all there. We do economic forecasting, analysis, housing-related research. We do so principally for financial institutions, but wander off the reservation from time to time. So please give it a look.
Well, we appreciate you wandering off the reservation and spending some time with us on a regular basis, Richard, very much. Check it out, folks, WoodleyParkResearch.com. Richard, give us your best shot at your crystal ball for the next 6 to 12 months.
Well, I think the recovery is going to continue. We've done about 3% GDP growth over the past year. As I said, it started good, 5, 4%, and we've had the summer doldrums. I've mentioned a variety of reasons why I think that's temporary, ranging from firing census workers, discontinuing unemployment benefits, European financial crisis, which has greatly settled down. I think as those things fade into the rearview mirror, the economy will be back on a stable footing. We'll see this recent 1.5% to 2% GDP growth improve to the 3 or 4% trajectory that I talked about a moment ago. It's not going to happen overnight. I think we're going to get there over the next few months. But if we're talking about 2011, which I think people are increasingly starting to think about,
yeah.
I think we're looking at an economy that's going to see growth above the long-term trend that I talked about before, somewhere in the 2.5% to 3% range. But getting back to your initial points, I mean, it's still not going to be good. Profits, for example, have already rebounded to the peak from 2006 before
right.
the recession.
Right.
But the unemployment rate ain't, so it'll continue to move in the right direction.
Is profits rebounding on a dollar basis or on a percentage basis?
Corporate profits on a dollar basis have rebounded to the pre-recession peak. Now, profits, again, are always a leading indicator, and you mentioned previously some of the basis for that, cost reductions
right.
rather than revenue gains. We've had
right.
both, but you're right, it's been disproportionately based on cost reductions. But I think that'll continue, again, not for the same reasons, but principally because we'll see revenue start to pick up.
If you were a small business...
So it is an economy on the rebound. It's hit a soft patch recently. I think that'll pass. But we're still, you know, especially in the labor market, we're still a long way from where we need to be. And even in this view that I just presented, we're going to be looking at something, an unemployment rate, say, somewhere between 8.5% and 9%, roughly this time next year. That's better, but it's not good.
Well, the... If you're a small business owner right now, how much would you be considering taking a growth risk?
And what well, would you, it's going to vary hugely, both by geographic location as well as industry. But to the extent that someone's experiencing business conditions that have been improving, and they're really on the fence, should they hire that worker or should they make that investment or should they... increase those inventories, I would say to the extent that they are preoccupied with the big picture, the economic outlook, the one-year horizon, I would try and reassure them that we're not going back in the tank. It's not going to be a double
the
dip.
The double dip's not going to happen.
No, no. So for those folks who are really worried about the big picture and they're looking out over a one-year horizon, I would encourage them to be a little bit more risk-taking as they plan their businesses.
Yeah, well, I've been telling people use the carpenter's rule, which is measure twice, cut once. Do your due diligence, then do your due diligence again to make sure that you're right, and to take the risk to move you toward the leading edge, but not so far out there that you have the chance of getting off the bleeding edge. Most businesses, who even those who are doing okay right now, can't afford any time in the bleeding edge. What do you think?
I think we agree. It's a conservative and a cautious environment, but not one that I would characterize as being overly fearful.
Yeah.
On the contrary, I think that, again, based on whatever people have experienced over the past year, they should expect further improvement going forward. And if they've got an investment or a payroll decision to make contingent on that, I think on balance they should lean in the more optimistic direction.
Quickly, 30 seconds, do you think after November the 2nd that there could be an emotional dam breaking in terms of sentiment in the marketplace that would improve the economy?
Temporarily. You know, look, we went through the same thing back in 2008. I think people tend to look to their political leaders for too much.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And then, you know, and then you have the change, and then the discipline returns. So elections tend to be cathartic.
Yeah.
People feel like they've made an impact, they've weighed in, they've
right.
been heard, they've been felt.
So we should be careful not to get too excited if it looks like things are getting better. And I think your advice is good advice. Hey, Richard, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
A pleasure, Jim. Thank you.
Richard DeKayser, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too, after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence. Not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.